Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting on Monday, February 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Johannic Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 47 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog prices today are called mostly steady, with some locations, mainly in the eastern corn belt, seen possibly firm. Terminals are called steady to higher, with tops from $31.50 to $38. Peoria called steady to $1 higher today, with a top price to $31.50. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Monday, January 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,043 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40.50 to $54.05, and the weighted average was $50.73, a gain of $1.13 from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $27.74 to $41.74, and the weighted average was $38.45. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,258. The base price range was $41 to $55.50. The weighted average was $52.66, a loss of 26 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $30.07 to $41.77, and the weighted average was $39.34. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we have some wild weather moving into the Midwest Corn Belt, and that'll affect some livestock in the upper Midwest and just make for miserable travel conditions, which will slow transportation to markets for grains and livestock here over the next day or so. A blizzard warning is in effect for a large portion of northwestern Illinois back into Iowa. That's an area that's really going to get hammered here, and it's going to start very soon, I might add, as cold front has now reached the Mississippi River and extends from around Quad Cities in Burlington, Iowa, back to south of Kansas City now, and it's pushing southeastward. Behind that front, winds are strong out of the northwest, and winds are gusting in some cases over 40 miles per hour, and snow is falling. Snow is now reported basically to the north and west of Des Moines right now, where temperatures are in the teens. And as that system runs into some more moist air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, precipitation will be enhanced as it comes farther to the southeast and in our direction. Right now, it appears the front around noontime will be from near Chicago to St. Louis, so northwest of Chicago to St. Louis line, basically northwest of Bloomington Normal. At noontime, it's already going to be turning colder with strong winds out of the west to northwest. To the southeast of I-55, up until noon, it's going to stay mild. And then the front will continue to make progress, probably getting to Champaign Urbana around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Danville around 3, Mattoon, Charleston maybe around 2 to 3 o'clock, Effingham about 3, and then about 4 o'clock Central or 5 o'clock Eastern time for Lafayette, Indiana, and about 6 or 7 p.m. to Indianapolis. That would be in the Eastern time zone. So that's the marking of the big change. Now, the blizzard warning covers much of northwestern Illinois into all areas just north of Quincy, two counties in northeastern Missouri, and much of eastern Iowa. Winter storm warnings are in effect for much of the rest of northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, the southern half of Wisconsin, north central and northeastern Illinois, much of northern Indiana, southwest lower Michigan for later this afternoon through tonight. And that's because there's going to be a snowfall of at least a few inches, and in some cases more, along with very strong winds to blow that snow around. So it's just going to become a whiteout in the countryside, and people are going to probably be having to hunker down here for about a day or so. At least the system's going to push off to the east, so tomorrow we'll see improvement with a mostly sunny sky. Although don't rest just yet. Another weather system will be coming in from the southwest Thursday into Friday, and it's going to be a rainmaker for the Ohio Valley. Rain and snow through central Indiana into east central and southern Illinois, and snow northwest of there, but you get far enough to the northwest and there may not be any precipitation at all. So that storm's track, we still have some question marks on, but it does look like there will be a system that will bring wintry weather to an area farther south and east of the system that's coming through today. Also keep in mind that roads could become very icy later today as temperatures are going to drop dramatically. So we're going to have some rain and slushy snow, and then it's all going to freeze up. So that could lead to some road problems into tomorrow, along with the wind blowing snow tonight into tomorrow morning. All right, enough about our area. Just a quick look at South America. And basically, the indications are that some areas that have gotten lots of rain will continue to get rain. That would include the middle of the growing areas of Brazil. So Mato Grosso do Sul, on over to Sao Paulo, Paraná, southern parts of Minas Gerais and Goiás. Fine on the rainfall. Looks like it's still going to be pretty dry, though, for eastern Argentina and far southern Brazil. Those are the areas to watch over the next several days. They're going to get some scattered showers there, but they're going to be running below average on rainfall over the coming week. But they may get some showers in that area on a little more widespread basis this coming weekend into early next week. So that's what we'll have to watch. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 10:08, up 8 on last trade, up 16 3/4. May, 10:18 3/4, up 5 3/4. Last trade, up 13. At the Board of Trade, March wheat open at 9:74 1/2, up 11 1/2. Last trade, up 13 1/2. July, 9:10 1/2, up 2 1/2. Last trade, down 3 3/4. December, 9:30 1/4, up 3/4. Last trade, down 3 1/4. March corn open at 5:03 1/4, up 1. Last trade, up 5 1/4. May, 5:14 1/2, up 1/4. Last trade, up 4 3/4. July, 5:24, up 1. Last trade, up 4 3/4. December, 5:12 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade, up 3 3/4. March beans open at 12:56 1/4, up 2 1/2. Last trade, up 9 3/4. July, 12:87, unchanged. Last trade open 9 3/4. November, 12:29, up 1/4. Last trade up 7 1/4. March soybean meal open at 3:36.80, up 20. Last trade up $3. March soybean oil open at 52.99, up 44. Last trade up 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like Minneapolis spring wheat is the little engine that could, has been for the last several sessions, and rumor out there it will continue to be so for a couple of more?
That's the rumor, and it's been the leader pulling the other wheats up and also helping keep corn and beans up. The worry is that there is no Minnesota wheat out there, and that the price can go, continue to go higher, but it's still not going to get any of that out there. So the supply is super tight. That's helping all the other go higher.
There's a lot of factors in the marketplace that would suggest a firmer open. I suppose we had gold moving to a new all-time high overnight. We have the crude oil up today. We had the dollar getting beaten pretty good yesterday. Falling ocean freight rates, you name it, there seems to be just a lot of factors that suggest a higher opening today.
And usage continues to say good, 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 and that's the reason that we're up here to start with, is demand is there, it's still there. Southern China's having a really bad winter to make demand even better, and that's the real leader, is the demand around the world, using what we've produced.
So as we look at the charts technically today in corn, do you think that new crop 520s is a pretty pivotal spot at this point?
Yeah, we're talking 18.5 to 20 as the place. If we go there, we could really have another leg up. If we can't get there, we could back off into the 490s again.
Mm-hmm. And then in the beans, the same question.
In the beans, you've got November beans. Yesterday they had a low at 1211. They finished the night at 36. So we're still looking for those to get back to the 13 area. We're quite a ways away, but technically usage is still tremendous there, and we still have fight for acres there.
And the calls then?
Calls are 4 to 8 to 10 higher on beans, 2 to 4 to 5 higher on corn. Minnesota wheat up 30, Chicago soft wheat up 10 to 13.
And a little bit of analysis with 30 seconds or thereabouts for CME Group Livestock?
Hogs are looked to be 10 to 30 higher, and cattle are looked to be mixed.
What are you seeing there?
Just that the hogs had been so low that we're kind of bouncing back up there, and the cattle tried a little higher, couldn't get there, and we've just kind of been mixed the last couple of days.
Thank you very much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You are listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.